the surface, North Dakota doesn't seem like a state full of risk takers. Yet many people there are constantly making big bets on how much money they're going to make next year or whether they're going to have a job in a few months. That's because the state economy is dominated by commodities, raw goods like crude oil, cattle, or wheat. But as Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports, commodity prices have tanked.
The Western Choice Cooperative is a small store in the small town of Killdeer, North Dakota.
$11.69 for you.
They have three kinds of customers: farmers, ranchers, and oil workers.
Have a good day.
Manager Jessie Sipe shows me how she tries to cater to all of them. There's lick tubs.
It's a tub full of cattle mineral, actually.
Hose connectors.
Several ranchers use these to transport water.
And socks.
Everybody buys socks.
Everybody who comes in here works in a commodity industry. With falling oil, wheat, and cattle prices, Jesse Sipe says,
everything has slowed down.
The co-op is like a microcosm of the state of North Dakota. Today, more than 60% of the state's economy is based on agriculture and energy, up from 40% a decade ago. That worries North Dakota State University economist Dean Bangsund.
You never want to see all of your industries go through these type of periods at the same time.
Farm income is down by a third since 2013. Oil and gas tax collections are down by nearly two-thirds. The state is likely to tap into a budget reserve fund for the first time ever. Bangsund says small towns like Killdeer see the impact firsthand.
I talk to the people that are directly affected. They see it in those individuals spending less money. You're much closer to the core effect.
Well, I'm Lauren Devernick, and we're in rural Dunn County, west of Killdeer.
Lauren Devernick is feeling the effect of both low oil and ag prices. He grows wheat, and this year, the price is so low, it won't even cover his costs. So he's holding on to it.
A lot of the grain's still sitting in the bins.
Devernick is gambling. Gambling that he can keep the wheat from spoiling on his farm until the price comes up. But he does have another source of income, a monthly royalty check from an oil company. That's a lot smaller than it used to be, though.
Production's slowing on the older wells, and the price is cut, so everyone's checks are decreasing.
Now, Devernick knew the boom wouldn't last, so he never depended on the oil money for his basic expenses.
Put it this way, we never budgeted for that. That's over and above, so if it's stopped coming, it would not be a problem for us financially.
It's their grandchildren who may be affected. They'll inherit the oil money one day from three wells on their property. Wells that are named after them. There's the Nadia, the Ben.
They got their wells named first.
And the Micah Lucas.
Mike and Lucas are a little upset that they have to share a well.
The Devernicks weren't sure they'd get another oil well, so they decided to make the two boys share. North Dakota practicality. It's what's gotten this commodity-dependent state through booms and busts before.
We'll just keep going. We always have in the past.
It seems like a hard way to live, though, with all that uncertainty.
That's the way we like it, frankly.
That's rancher and co-op manager Jesse Sipe.
The feeling you get from creating something that other people really want is priceless.
Like the calves she raises. They're going to be someone's beef dinner someday.
And the oil's the same way, you know, the roughnecks are out there. At some level, they understand that they're energizing America. I'm not positive that other people in the world who are just floating through their cubicle jobs have that feeling.
People who don't like living with uncertainty have already left rural North Dakota. For the most part, the ones who stayed accept the risks that come with making a living off the land. Boom times and busts. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.